Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, 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 and welcome to a new episode of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, comicbook.com's official Pokemon podcast. I am one of your hosts, Christian Hoffer, and today I am joined by Megan Peters and Mark Deschamp. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello. Hey, how is everyone doing?
Well,
it's lovely Monday.
I'm doing pretty good, and this is the reason why. Boom.
Oh, wow, you already got yours.
I did already get it, and this is what we will be talking about today. He's back. He will never die, unlike the actual painter. Not at all depressed, not at all sad, although more controversy abounds regarding the Van Gogh Pikachu. We have more stuff to talk about. Busy Pokemon News Week. So let's chat about a couple of things. But before we do, if you're joining us for the first time, or what's close to the first time, this is a podcast about Pokemon. I almost said like a Pokemon cast. But no, a podcast about Pokemon. We talk about all the things that are Pokemon. We talk about the video games, the anime, any live action news updates, supposing that any of that will ever happen ever again. We talk about Pokemon the stuff, Pokemon the cards, Pokemon the things, and all things tangentially related to Pokemon. Because really, this is a podcast about tangents, that Pokemon just happens to be used as a framing device to talk about those. If you want to support our show, the easiest way of doing that is to leave a 5-star review, either on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Megan, have we gotten any 5-star reviews? I should have asked you that before we were literally live on air.
I did. See, I was prepared. We do have some reviews, but I want to save them because we have a busy rundown.
Okay.
And also, our previous host on this show, Jim Viscardi, may he ever rest in peace wherever he is outside of this podcast. I know he listens, and I don't want to give him the satisfaction of the Geodude comment we got this week.
Oh, no.
I'm stringing him along. He's got to listen next week if he wants to hear it.
So, a funny side story about Geodude, because it came up in like my like day-to-day life this week. I don't think I've ever mentioned this on the podcast before, but this year I got into curling, the Olympic sport involving pushing stones down an ice and trying to hit a bullseye. There's a big curling league that is here in my local city of Columbus, and wrapping up, we literally had like the last session of the season before we melt the ice. And it came out that I, you know, am involved in Pokemon stuff. And somebody goes, we should figure out some way of doing like a Pokemon curling crossover for like the kids camps that we do in the winter. Like maybe say that the stones are Geodudes or something and we're pushing them down the ice. And I just start cracking up. I'm like, yes, shove the Geodudes down the ice. That's the only thing they're good for. You know, being chucked down the ice like they're chucked down the mountain. So that was my grand like Geodude comment. Like I was just like just busting out and like laughter, and like the person I was talking to was like, what is even going on here? I'm like, it's an in joke. You'd have to listen to all 256 episodes of my Pokemon podcast to understand.
You know what? We welcome that. Anybody and everybody's listening, if you have not listened to our full backlog, there are many people who have done it. You can find them on our Discord talking about it. So yeah. We challenge you.
Yeah.
And you'll be in on all the in jokes then.
I know.
And by God, are there so many of them? So a lot of news. Actually, there's like a ton of news that literally just started today. So I guess we should dive into some of it. First thing is let's do a rundown of all the video game news. Most of the video game news. We'll talk about the Pokemon Go update in a little bit. But in terms of non-Pokemon Go updates, we are getting a lot of new events to the various other Pokemon games. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet is getting Walking Wake and Iron Leaves once again. So that raid will start April 26th and run through May 6th. You may recall these are only available by doing the raids. So if you want those Pokemon and you did not get them during one of the previous times, now is another chance. A lot of people were asking, where are the other Paradox Legendaries? And the answer is, Pokemon wants you to buy the DLC. So that's where they are. But Walking Wake is like, honestly, like one of my favorite Pokemon. So
it's a great design.
Yeah, it's very, very solid. Let's see here. So we have that. Also in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet news, new mass outbreak event has been announced also for later this week. Basically, this is to celebrate Golden Week in Japan, which is a series of holidays which are all like very close together. And so it's called Golden Week because they give the kids the week off school over there. To celebrate, it was going to be all a bunch of shiny Pokemon with a bunch of Pokemon that have gold shinies. So Magikarp and Varum will be appearing in Paldea, Shinx will be appearing in Kitakami, and Raylor will be appearing in there, or Relor will be appearing in the Terrarium. So we are getting all of those. So that is happening. And finally, Pokemon Sleep Comfy has officially come to the game. There is a new, I forget, that's called like Flower Festival Week. And basically you can get Comfy as part of that. So I highly recommend that if you have not started playing Pokemon Sleep, it is the one Pokemon game that I play every single day. You should too.
Are you an
You'll
avid
proudly Pokemon admit Sleep never still? Downloaded it?
Yeah, no, I play it. I literally, it's part of my like sleep routine. It's really great. Like in part because it takes like 2 minutes to do over the course of the day. So like I'm a very like casual player. I don't think I've ever spent a dime of my own money on it. But you know, I will say that having something that tracks my sleep encourages better sleeping habits. The only issue that I have is like the Pokemon Go Plus, that I have that's like tied to it, doesn't always react well with the cats and children and wife. And so like, it says like my sleeping habits are probably much different than they actually are. Like if I have like my wife is like moving around a lot earlier in the night, it says like I don't fall asleep for an hour later than I actually do.
I'm always unsure exactly how the Go Plus works, because I bought it for mostly Pokemon Go and I was interested in Pokemon Sleep and then I kind of just didn't do it. But it was tracking me at like 4 hours a night. And I'm like, well, I should be a little bit higher than that. Like, so I never figured out what it was picking up on.
It's all based on phone usage and movement. So like you can push your button, and then if you immediately hop on your phone, it's going to know that you're still awake. So there's that. And then basically it's just, it tracks the movement on your mattress at bed. I'm assuming that if you have one of those like really fancy mattresses that you don't, you know, that allows like doesn't have a lot of movement elsewhere, It probably records your sleep better. But for us, like mere plebeians who can't afford like a bunch of money on a fancy mattress, it does a pretty good job. But like my cat, whenever like I have a cat who will like actively get mad if she feels like the food downstairs is not sufficient to get her through the night. Mm-hmm. And she is large enough that her hopping up onto my side of the bed to harass me at 2 a.m. like registers as a, oh, Christian's awake now.
That's like, amazing.
That's not true. It's just, you know, I have a very large fat cat who's obnoxious. And they're like, ah, are you sure you're not awake? I'm like, I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not. And they're like, we're going to register you as being awake during this time period. But, yeah, so that's Pokemon Sleep. What else? Ah, Pokemon Center update of the week. The life-size the life-sized Slowpoke is now available for sale. That highlights it. It's a whopping 59 inches long.
It is
literally larger than all of my children.
Now, I would get this, but I already have the life-size, not life-size, thank God, but the massive Snorlax bean bag. I got that several months ago. Picked it up at a gas station from somebody who had it and had never used it. So you can imagine everybody at that gas station was looking at me and my husband and this person as we like put our cars like back to back with our trunks open so we could wrestle Snorlax into the back of my car. It was truly a wonderful moment in my life. But I was able to get that for like $50 and oh my gosh, Christian, now I said Snowpoke. It's because of you. I blame you. This Slowpoke is like $400, $300. It's expensive.
Who is buying these?
I found somebody who bought it. They buy it for their kids. I've seen some places in the Nashville area that like they buy it for their stores. So it's like something that they have in their like comic shop or something like that, or their video game store. So I see that. There are people buy them, the like these other kind of quote unquote life size things that they've released for Lucario and Arcanine previously at the Pokemon Center. I mean, they've sold out pretty quickly. So if you want Slowpoke and not Snowpoke, get on it quick, because this will sell out. You might think it won't, but it will. I'm telling you right now. So if you really just got a ton of money back on your tax returns, if you're an adult, have at it. And if you're a kid, it's time to put together a PowerPoint to convince your parents that this is a necessity.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So when I went to London back in 2022 for the World Championships, they had a lot of the like life-size ones like on sale. And the number of people that were like dragging these things like through the convention center, like they had just hunted it in the wild and like had killed it and was now like taking it back to their pickup truck, was ridiculous. Like 10-year-old children just with like a freaking like Snorlax like draped over their shoulder, like slowly marching across like this convention center. It was like so surreal. And it was like one of those moments where I'm like, I want a place where I can always go and see this.
It's just a true safari zone. I mean, that's what that is.
Amazing.
Also, before we get to our final news point, I have to ask this because I'm not a technologically savvy person, but I have an iPhone and everybody and their mother on my timeline is talking about that there's finally an emulator for the iPhone that lets you play Pokemon.
So
is this false?
No, it's true.
Because it's like the number one app on iOS, Apple, if you have an iPhone. This is only relevant if you have an iPhone.
If I recall correctly, though, so like the emulators keep going up and aren't they getting taken down pretty quickly? Because like Pokemon,
it usually lasts like a day or so, but this one has been up for over a week, which is
Apple says you can now make emulators and you can post them. But, you know, the issue is that obviously the games that you put on there, you know, are still like illegal. Like, you know, you're not buying Pokemon. And so, like, if I recall correctly, they're still getting taken down from that. But technically, they're no longer allowed to say we're not putting any emulators on now. So now, like, people are putting emulators up. And then once copyrighted or in trademarked material starts going up there, then they get taken down. But there's one that I think has been on there for like a hot minute.
So the one on iPhone is called Delta. I know that there was one that was released for iOS a while ago, and it was up for like 3 days and then it got taken down like pretty much immediately. It also had some like weird skeevy privacy information data mining to it. But this Delta one is like the top app on iOS. It's literally it's all over, and I mean all, like every other video on TikTok I see, all over my Twitter, of people playing Animal Crossing, all this stuff on iPhones. And I'm not technologically savvy enough to know what an emulator is. Also, I don't really love the idea of media piracy that comes with my job. but I just couldn't figure out how it was happening. And then, you know, I figured both of you would be the experts to ask.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, so, Delta's still up there, so.
Yeah, Delta seems to be the one that's hanging around. The legal issues with the, because they're like, this is, by my count, there's at least the third one.
Yeah, there's that's an NES, what I heard.
Yeah, there was an NES one that got yanked, but it wasn't because of Nintendo. And then there was another another Game Boy one, which the funny thing is, the Game Boy one that went prior to Delta got yanked because of a copyright dispute, but also not from Nintendo. It was because, like, the emulation technology itself had been, like, stolen. So that got pulled because of a copyright complaint. And then we got Delta, and, you know, I say we, I haven't downloaded it, but so it's going to be interesting to see if it sticks.
It's going
to
be the Wild West at this point, isn't it?
Yeah.
People popping up, knocking down, popping up, knocking down. I mean, I understand the appeal given how accessible some Pokemon games can be. Also just Nintendo titles in general, but also, you know, in the general way, media piracy icks me. I'm icked.
Yeah, I guess
is,
for sure.
Is my point.
Well, that's maybe we'll so, you know, next week obviously is going to be the Pokemon trivia week. I hope everyone
and I'm ready. I've been studying.
As have I, actually, and I did find out, speaking of that, we will be doing, I will be getting the questions from the Pokemon Trivia Night, so.
Excellent!
Very nice.
So, what I figure we'll do is, we'll have to figure out some way of, you know, because apparently this Pokemon podcast has increasingly become about what Christian does on Thursday nights, which is play bar trivia. It's like divided into three rounds. There's a buzzer round, which is like the only thing that I don't think we can like purely replicate, but like the two, like everyone can answer rounds, we can do super easily. So people can like compare how they did compared to how,
look, there's a really easy way we could do the buzzer round, and it's just, me and Mark, we decide which Pokemon is like our buzzer sound, and mm-hmm. you know that's Ooh, what that's we say. I will be Pikachu, and if I know it, I'll go Pika. I will show my voice acting skills.
I'll have to think about how to work this all out. We're going to do that, and I'm going to see about getting a third person on. Yeah, so we'll see how all that goes. But anyways, I totally like lost my train of thought. Oh, so after the trivia stuff next week, maybe we'll go and do a thing on emulators and see like what you can get for it. And because like Delta is only up, like, you know, if you take a look at Delta, it's hilarious. It's like, here is a Game Boy, and we are not advertising that you can access any Nintendo games. I feel like it's only a matter of time before it gets taken down, but I say that a lot about these sort of things. So there's that. We know what the next big money Pokemon card is. Shocking, shocking. It's going to be a waifu card.
Of course, that's what they always are.
Carmine was recently revealed. Was recently revealed as having like a special illustration rare, like the secret rare was revealed, and it is already selling for stupid amounts of money. So to provide some context, over in Japan, it's pre-release season for Mask of Change, which is the new set that's coming out like this week. And so, you know, you can do like the pre-releases. They have pre-releases just like they have over here. And Carmine is one of them. It shows Carmine. I'm going to go and get the art over to Richard so Richard can see it and maybe post it. So Carmine is, it's Carmine. She's like kind of striking a pose, but the camera is facing her back. I think it's like the nice way of putting it. So she is selling for, give me a second.
Yeah, that is a definite waifu card. If you're not watching the actual video of this podcast, you need to look up, because that is, that's
yeah,
that's
that, that's, yeah, they that, Yeah. Yeah, they knew exactly what they're doing. And so the everyone is saying that this thing is going to be like Iono, like cost as much as Iono. There's not specific amounts, like it hasn't quite gone out, like how much it goes out yet, but they think that this is going to be selling for like somewhere in the 100 plus range.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Look, I am, for more than 10 years, I have been an animation journalist. It is, I live it, I breathe it, I am indebted to it. And if there's one thing I both know and have seen time and time again, fans will pay out the wazoo for their waifus. Yep. There's no amount of money too large for an item so small. It doesn't matter. It does not in any way, shape, or form matter. I mean, this, I would not be surprised. 100, 200 for sure. This card is about to create its own, you know, bubble market within the Pokemon TCG community.
It's funny because I thought there was a lot of people who didn't like Carmine, so that's interesting.
Carmine is kind of a divisive character within the Pokemon fandom. A lot of people think she sucks, and probably for good reason, because she's she comes on hard during the first part of the DLC before she softens up. She's just got a very abrasive personality, but under that abrasive personality is just somebody who cares, and just somebody who just, I think she thinks that just by like tormenting and bullying her younger brother, she can craft her younger brother into being a more confident person.
I mean, so she's literally the definition of being like a tsundere. Like,
oh yeah, she's 100%.
Like, I mean, that's one of the most popular waifu tropes.
I am
revealing too much of myself, much like last week when I talked about my hand puppet, which has shipped, which I don't have it yet, but my hand puppet is on its way.
That's a long time for shipping for Pokemon Center.
Well, so I didn't order it exactly on the podcast. Oh, but okay. Yeah, it took me like a day or two. I needed to get my tax refund in. It came in like 2 days ago. My tax refund went through, and then I bought it. So it should be here like tomorrow. But back to my other secret shame. Oh, yeah, no, that's tsundere. Definition. Of course she's popular. That's it. Case solved.
It's, you know what's really funny about Carmine is the pushback against her is that Pokemon fans complain all the time that they want a jerk rival again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because Gary was such a jerk, and then
jerk.
But we haven't had like a jerk, you know, rival in a while. And Carmine, you know, she starts off really jerky, and then, you know, obviously we get to know her and she's not so bad. But it's funny because, like, you know, they finally gave it to us and people are like, no, not like that.
Yeah, well, I think their issue was that she drove her younger brother straight into villain, like into becoming a villain. And my retort is, if there is a kid who just straight up will go super villain upon like the fact that they are, that their sister is mean to them, and also that a delightful like ogre Pokemon decided not to be best friends with them, that kid was destined to become like a villain.
Like, for me, that's not a her problem. That's a him problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there are a lot of people out there with overbearing and bullyish older siblings. They don't turn out like that.
Exactly.
Like, I'm
Thank
so
you.
Sorry. I see where that argument comes from, but like, it's like cool backstory, but it's not an excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
He just became emo too. It's not like he became Giovanni. Like,
yeah, like. Like, if you've got some sibling trauma, join the club.
Yeah, like, welcome.
Sorry.
Welcome.
Like, you don't see everybody else turning into something like that. I mean, let me look at Misty. Misty's older sisters absolutely, you know, trolled her into absolute submission time and time again. You know what? She was one of Ash's allies. Anyways, sorry, I don't take that excuse.
I see
where it comes from, though.
Kieran suffers from like main character syndrome, where like he literally straight up says, like, no, I'm the main character of this. And it's like, buddy, you're a freaking NPC. Like, know your place. Like, actually, I'm the main character. And you know what? Ogrepan agrees with me. That's why she chose me and not you. And also, I'm going to take your turtle legendary, too, just to prove it. And also, your sister has the hots for me. So, like, you know what? Like, you know, like, you either join harem.
He's got issues.
Yeah.
I see his issues. And like, I immediately invalidate them because he internalized it.
Your new best friend catches all the Pokemon that you want and dates your sister. You know.
I mean, what kind of therapy options do we have available in the Pokemon universe? Do we have something like BetterHelp?
Yeah, it's called
teletherapy services that like this kid could call on using Rotom or something?
He just needs to find an Audino, and you know, probably he'll develop like inappropriate, like, you know, like a parasocial relationship with that Audino, and then it'll be an even more awkward letdown.
Really.
So now I'm concerned.
I had to pivot that one really quick.
This isn't Pale World, all right? This is Pokemon. Let's.
That's why I said parasocial. Parasocial.
The line that separates Pokemon from Pal World really isn't as thick as we all think it is.
It's not.
Just sneeze and you're over it.
Listen, I'm just saying we should all be grateful that, you know, the world of Pal World is not the world of Pokemon, because, you know, and if Kieran was a member of in Pal World, he 100% would have stolen a gun from a Pal, you know, from a Pal, and tried using it on people.
Hey, I know is I've played Pal World infinitely more than I've played Scarlet and Violet. Number one, Scarlet and Violet hater.
It's fair.
I'm the number one Diamond and Pearl hater on here. So we've got, you know,
it's okay. I see your perspective. I accept it.
Same.
Is about 12:30. So we're going to take a break here momentarily. And when we come back, we're going to talk about two big controversies in the Pokemon world. One involving Pokemon Go. Woo! Can't talk today. One involving Pokemon Go, and the other talking about this two-eared Pikachu. So when we return in like 30 seconds.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill.
But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
We are back, and we are going to talk first and foremost about a big Pokemon Go update that did not land as intended. Mark, why don't you take this one, since you were the you're the Pokemon Go expert here, and you covered this for the site.
Yeah. So Pokemon Go is it's reaching 8 years, which is wild to think about. And so the whole idea is that they want people to rediscover Go, which is a really cool idea. And so we're for the first time getting like major graphic changes in Pokemon Go. The biomes are changing. That hasn't happened in North America yet, unless I just haven't seen it. I know Joe Merrick of Serebii shared some really nice looking biomes. Like if you go to the beach, you're going to see some beach fronts, you know, very different backgrounds for when you're playing and in the overworld. And I think when that rolls out, people are going to be really excited about it. But so far, all we have gotten so far are avatar changes, and they're hideous. And I want to tread carefully on this because some of the controversy has gotten into things that it shouldn't, because I think we can all agree the new avatar changes are really bad just from a design perspective.
Yes.
The skin tones are much paler. Like I'm a very pale guy, and I still look like a ghost in the game. The body types, they're just, there's not enough to go around. Like there's not enough to really work. The idea was that they wanted the game to be a little more accessible and a little more inviting and welcoming for people that have different body types, which is great. I'm all for that. Unfortunately, like your character will either look, you know, pencil thin or way thicker than you want. And like for me, you know, I can't find the middle ground that I had before. And I know just from my own perspective that that's frustrating. And there's a lot of frustration, you know, across social media about this. And like I said, it's dragging in things it shouldn't be. And, you know, this is a Pokemon podcast. I don't want to get into the political aspect of it. But I think just generally speaking, everybody's pretty miserable about it.
Okay, well, I just looked this up for the first time. These are hot garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
This is like, it's not even, okay, I can't. It's like PS1 quality avatars right here.
Well, it's a massive downgrade.
Oh, there's such a bad downgrade. I mean, I didn't think it was going to be that bad.
No, it's bad.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is gnarly.
Now, I also don't know how common this part is, just being a guy, but apparently some of the skirt shots, like it's all hanging out.
I mean let alone some of the technical glitches and stuff I'm saying, you know, just rolled out or whatever, but just in terms of it's so bad,
it's terrible. It's so really
bad. Oh my, I'm actually going to cry at how bad this looks.
It's awful. And I feel bad because I love that they were trying to be more inclusive. I think that's great. I think it's awesome that they want different body types in there. But the results are awful.
No, it's, and wow. So, and like part of it is like, if I recall correctly, like the skins don't match. They change the body shapes, but the skins aren't contorting to like match it. So that's a big chunk of the problem is it's like the costumes, like all the costumes look terrible now. So people paid a bunch of money for this. And then if you didn't, you know, if you didn't, you know, if you aren't using like one of the default costumes, it looks like trash.
Now, right. Granted, I started playing Pokemon Go in 2016. So it's been 8 years since I set up my profile, but I believe that you used to be able to select gender and now right. You can't. And now there's a lot of video games that are doing this, that are going this way, where you don't select gender anymore. You just select body type.
Right.
And I think that's terrific. Like I've seen a lot of Nintendo games have done this, but the problem is a lot of these avatar designs, as Hoffer touched on, were created very specifically to be for male or female. And now with the changes, they don't match up. And now, so people are rightfully upset that things that they paid money for look like garbage.
Yes. And the thing I'll say is, regardless of the body type, whether you're looking at this avatar's update for, you know, the body type that looks like it's for somebody that, you know, is representing as male or female, either of them, they don't look anatomically correct for any yeah. human. For I don't care what you identify or, you know, represent yourself as. They don't look right, period.
No.
they look like freaking ghouls from Fallout. their limbs are not correct. And here's the thing that, like, I mean, obviously you have to take into consideration, like, you know, they're trying to be, like, you know, Mark said, more inclusive and trying to represent, you know, different body types and different, you know, representations of how people look. I'm honestly speechless at how bad this looks, especially for somebody. I mean, I haven't played Pokemon Go in a hot minute because it just really it burned me so bad, fifth degree burns. Looking at it as somebody who really took a lot of pride in my avatar,
yeah.
Like I loved that aspect. Like I'm the person that does contests in Pokemon. I love doing the, like, having outfit choices in, you know, Sword and Shield. Oh my gosh, that's half the reason I ground that game, was I wanted to buy all of the outfit choices. Seeing what they've done to Pokemon Go, oh my god, I would be furious.
And there's so many reasons to be, too, because, like, I mean, honestly, the avatar options were better in Pokemon Go than in the main series.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
There's so much diversity of choice in Pokemon Go. And it's so funny because now people are like, I'm just gonna get a mask. Like, I'm gonna put on a phantom mask.
Yeah.
And just rock that. And I just
think their eyes look like they're dead yeah. in there. It's PS1 quality eye tracking.
It's such a downgrade. And it's really funny because this is classic Pokemon Go, because I should have known some shoe was going to drop because I was having a really good time with it.
Oh,
and when that's going to happen, my daughter and I, my oldest and I, for Heracross Community Day, like, we went and did some, or not Community Day, I'm sorry, Raid Day. We went and hit up some Heracross raids and we had a really good time. We got a lot of people in and it seemed like people were really digging it. And then all of a sudden they dropped this change.
They dropped a ball. Oh my. The other thing that frustrates me is, like you said, Pokemon Go has better options for avatar creation than the mainline series games.
Yeah.
I mean, even Sword and Shield with what it had Pokemon Go has had, you know, almost a decade of, you know, curating avatar choices. But the thing that avatars experience, you know, for Pokemon Go is a lot of it's behind a paywall. A lot of people paid money for those collaborations or those deals to get these cosmetic items. And now
it's wild. Like,
I'm glad I'm not playing Pokemon Go right now. I would have thrown my phone at the wall.
The thing is with this one, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to the folks who work on this game, but I am shocked, like, it made through, like, quality, like, you know, like
yeah, like, where was the quality testing?
Like,
yeah.
You know, like, who signed off on, like, who got, like, the beta version of this and said, yes, push this live?
And this is all part of a bigger initiative, too, yeah. And that's the wildest thing.
This was my first time ever playing Pokemon Go, and that's the avatar I saw as somebody who is innately attracted to doing cosmetic manipulation in my characters and avatars and video games, immediate delete. I mean, it's not even, I mean, immediately.
Oh, it's like, wow. It's funny
because it looks better on the phone than that.
I won't touch Roblox because I think those avatars are the ugliest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Anywhere. And I cannot believe people play that game seeing avatars like that. And like, so I'm kind of with you on that. And I'm just like, oh, and I don't know what they're going to do because they are notoriously bad at listening to the audience. Like when it comes to changes.
When I first saw the avatar, I had to look up the name of this because I forgot. When I was in like middle school and stuff, I had a lot of friends that would like use that platform MView or whatever, the 3D avatar chat room where you would make like a 3D avatar and they would look like super janky and you could do all these customizations to them and like chat with people. That's what these avatars immediately reminded me of. And that's not a compliment. That's a bad, bad compliment. That is not a compliment. It's a critique. It's, wow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What else are they? Are they going to change all the Pokemon stuff next? Well, are they going to get those?
The good news is about the Pokemon is they don't control modeling for the Pokemon. That's true. And if there's one thing that Creatures does well, it's model Pokemon.
Yeah.
So Pokemon Go, really, really, you know, like day ends in Y. They took off their fans. Also this week, like no one expected this. Pokemon dropped the Van Gogh merchandise again. So this was the other big story of the week, was that just on a random Friday, literally out of nowhere, Pokemon just put up all their Pokemon Center, Pokemon Van Gogh merchandise back up on sale. No announcement, no nothing, no anything. Word of mouth spread. That's how I saw it, was word of mouth.
Yeah. And I saw the tweet 2 minutes after it was posted.
Yeah.
I was ready this time.
it was up when the Pokemon like official accounts like said like we are doing this, like it had already been out for like 2 hours. Like there was already stuff that was starting to sell out. Now, the good news is they seem to have, like, stock to at least handle the soft launch. Like, this was not a situation where because they didn't give anyone any notice, like, the scalpers couldn't, like, hop on this stuff. So, like, average Joes like me were able to get this. I also got the figures. The funniest thing is so I bought my son the Eevee with the straw hat as, like, a, you know, birthday present. And he did not remember asking for it whatsoever. And I'm like, well, that's probably because I couldn't get it for you. So you forgot immediately.
It went right through your brain. Yep. Here's the thing. I logged in when everything was in stock.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I was like, oh my God, is this real life? Could I buy all this stuff? Just bought myself a hand puppet. I could give the Pokemon Center some more money. And I just felt for me, it felt like this collection had become overhyped. And two, I was so burned by the time when I was able to order the Pikachu plush and it didn't get fulfilled that I was just like, I have actually zero interest in buying this stuff right now. I'm glad I spent my money on the hand puppet than the Van Gogh collection. And
I genuinely had like PTSD over it. So I placed the order. The order went through just fine. Mm-hmm. And I like didn't have like a confirmation email for like 5 minutes. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's the same thing all effing over again. And I was so like frustrated. And then oh, we received it. And then the next day, this thing shipped. It'll be here the next day. And I had like a bunch of Pokemon merchandise at my doorstep 2 days later. Some people were still upset about it because of the lack of communication over it. Like there were a lot of people complaining by the time once Pokemon sent out its official hey, we're selling this, about 20-30 minutes stuff really started to sell out there, I was following it all morning, and it wasn't an instant sellout, but it was pretty darn close. And so a lot of people were still upset about it. Now the interesting thing about it is the listings for all of it. Now there's a couple of Van Gogh pieces of merchandise still available on the Pokemon Center as of the time that we are talking about it, which is about 1 p.m. Eastern time on a Monday. But when the Pokemon Center did this last time, as soon as it was sold out, those listings disappeared, and they did not disappear, which leads me to believe that they will be dropping this more in waves.
Oh, I would not be. I fully expect them to have a restock on this. I mean, I feel like the timing has led up between the catastrophe of the rollout the first time to now. They've gotten some stock and they've gotten some manufacturing stuff lined up. My favorite thing that I saw about this, and it was such a nice sense of schadenfreude, because it says clearly on all of the listings that you buy this item, you get the item, but obviously the promotion has ended for the Pokemon card that came with it, the Van Gogh Pikachu card that, you know, people are still selling for a pretty good amount of money. A lot of people are, you know, obviously selling counterfeits of it at this point. It was seeing people on people on Reddit capturing screen grabs of various people online who went through and bought the maximum amount of every single piece of merchandise that went up just now, thinking that they were going to get cards. And then they realized after the fact that the cards were not in fact part of this promotion. And they were like, well, now I have to cancel my order. I have to return all this merchandise. And they were all grumbling. And I was like, yes, this is the schadenfreude I appreciate. So that gave me good feelings.
Yeah, the other interesting thing, yes, the cards, I think they're done with the cards. I think those are, if you didn't get those. I don't think
the Pokemon company wants to touch those cards with a 20
poker.
Yeah. They're done.
but I am curious because, the sellout happened in October. And so it took about 6 months for them to produce more. But they reproduced the entire line in a decent decent quantity. And so I'm just curious, my biggest question here is why didn't they just say that they were going to make more? I think that people would have been so much less upset about everything that went down last October if they had just said, we hear you, we missed on our initial supplies, but we will have more in stock eventually. I'm just really curious why at some point in time they didn't just say that.
I think weird. It's really more of a PR kind of communications department thing where they don't want to overpromise on something that they can't deliver, because that would raise more issues than anything. I mean, it's kind of, when you look at publicity, you look at, things like that. Usually the gold standard of an issue is don't say anything. Don't comment on it. Don't do anything because you have a lot more options in terms of recourse, for something like this. So I'm sure that was probably more of the bet of we don't want to overpromise on something we can't deliver. We don't want people hounding us constantly about releases. So let's just not say anything and then deliver on something we didn't even promise, and maybe that gives us good grace.
Yeah, then it's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
And then people aren't hounding them about the cards and, 8,700 questions about all this as you touched on. No, I think that probably was the way to go, because you avoid the resellers and the constant hounding. Because if they'd said it, the original one was October.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, so if they had said it in October, we're in April now. So, you know, you're going to have that many months in between of people just constantly dogging them about it. It's not, it wasn't worth it. I think, you know, it might not have been perfect, but that was probably the way to do it.
Yeah, no, I can, like I said, I see it both ways. I'm just surprised about, like I said, I was not expecting Pikachu Van Gogh to be, you know, gracing the Hoffer household with his presence, but I sure am glad he has. Funny side story. So my, you know, when I got the box and I opened up the box, my wife's very first comment was, why does he have two ears?
Truly, though.
Same thing.
Look, he's cosplaying. Yeah, I expect every cosplayer to cut their ears.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not selling the whole thing, though.
So right. I had to explain this, like, well, this isn't the self-portrait where he's missing an ear. And she goes, and then she points to the Pikachu with the bowler hat. Mm-hmm. She goes, that one is. Why is that one in 2 years?
Because we have that. I'm willingly cut off Pikachu's ear. Now, if you bought one of those pieces of merchandise and you want to make this really authentic, snip, snip, cut it off. Do it.
Yep.
I mean, truly, be authentic to the art. My question is, all right, so we I guess we're finally making it through the absolute drama that was this, you know, Van Gogh drop. What's the next artist collaboration that steals our soul?
I actually know the answer to that. I don't think we've talked about this yet. So there is a French museum.
Unlocked an excellent segue that I had no idea about. I was over here. I was going to be like, because my pitch is I want to see the absolute mayhem bedlam that would happen if we got like an Andy Warhol collaboration for Pokemon. Because, you know, because obviously Warhol's got that prestige to it and it's got the cultural notoriety. It would be insane. And I want to see that happen from afar. So, I don't want any part of it, but I want to watch it happen.
So the Place de Tokyo is Japanese Museum of Art that is in Paris. On April 1st, its Instagram and the story section had one of the things it has all these like windows and stuff like that, and they put in like Pikachu in some of the windows. And you know, at first it was like, oh, April Fool's tease, it's April 1st. But then they had a date for like the end of the month. And so it is widely believed, not widely believed, because not a lot of people like pay attention to French museums of art doing Pokemon stuff. But those of us who are in the know believe that they're going to announce a collaboration here probably this week, because I think the date was April 27th.
Interesting.
Look, I will just always keep petitioning for the Pokemon company to you know, once again revisit their partnership with Junji Ito. Junji Ito did not get to do enough Pokemon collaborative artwork. I know he did Gengar and Bayonet. I need him to do so many more. That's what I want. I want Eldritchian horror Junji Ito Pokemon.
We just need more horror Pokemon stuff.
Correct. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But Junji Ito's collaboration that he did a long time ago, it really scratched an itch that I didn't know existed. And it's now I know it's there and nothing's been done about it. And I want more. So those are my, you know, wouldn't say predictions, but those are my requests for what I want Pokemon to do next.
I mean, we'll see what happens. So stay tuned. Maybe there'll be stuff about that here in the next few weeks, but we'll find out. I'm seeing if I can find the post, and I'm not seeing it because I think I saw it in like the Pokemon ZA subreddit.
Well, who do you want to see, Mark? What artists are you thinking?
I'm not like a big, you know, classic artist guy, so I don't know that there's anybody that I'm like dying. Like, I would want like a comic artist. Like,
I mean, that's like, I'd said Junji Ito. He's the manga artist.
Give me a John Romita homage Pokemon collaboration. Or,
I mean, you know, I have a bunch of like John Romita hand drawn art all in.
Do you really?
Yeah, I have a bunch.
I love John Romita. I have a bunch of
junior and senior sketches that he did for Spider-Man. This is now another tangent. In 97, I'm looking at the art. In 97, I think it was my dad. He met John Romita at a Walmart.
Nice.
And
that's amazing.
I know, at a Walmart. And I can't remember where it was. My dad used to travel all over the country and he would follow like rock bands. But he recognized John Romita and he bought some art supplies and asked John Romita if he would draw some Spider-Man stuff.
That is so cool.
And he did. So like I have like some drawings of Spider-Man that he just did on this like sketch pad that my dad bought at Walmart in some like cheap markers. And John Romita signed him. And then over the years, my dad would go to some other art things for John Romita Jr. He got a bunch of, it's all Spider-Man stuff. And so I have it all like framed. It's all behind my camera. So I'm looking up behind me.
I have a very random, very small Pikachu sketch by J. Scott Campbell. And the reason that I have that is because J. Scott Campbell made his art debut in Nintendo Power as a little kid in a contest. They did like a design your own NES game contest in like the 80s, and J. Scott Campbell entered. And I think I don't remember if he won or if he was like top three or something like that. And then went on to become, you know, J. Scott Campbell, the Marvel artist. And so for Nintendo Power's anniversary, they had him come back and do a poster of like Nintendo's icons. So they had Mario, they had Link, they had Fox, Kirby, Ganondorf, etc. But there was no Pokemon representation. And like, it was mostly like the Smash cast. And I had that like hanging in my room for a long time. And I said, if I ever met J. Scott Campbell, I would ask him to sketch me a Pikachu. And he happened to be at a convention. I brought the poster with me. I told him like, this is a really weird request. And he goes, I don't know what Pikachu looks like. And I happened to have an issue of Nintendo Power with me that I had gotten signed by Veronica Taylor at convention. So I bust out this Nintendo Power. I show him, because Ash and Pikachu were on the cover. He goes, yeah, I'll do it. Just did like a super quick Pikachu on this poster among the rest of the Nintendo characters. So that's
the
weirdest Pokemon merch.
Hey, you know what? Honestly, that's pretty sweet. I love that. Well, you know, my John Romita stuff has absolutely nothing to do with Pokemon. So, but you know, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
We got on a tangent there. So,
A point of order, really quick. I misspoke. It was the Musée Guillemet that teased Pokemon. So it's a different French museum focused on Asian art. And that will be revealed likely this Friday. So we'll talk about that next week.
Hey, let's see what's up next.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. So time to end this with a PokeFact of the week. This week we're talking about the adorable Cherubi, just a happy little cherry Pokemon. What horrific thing could possibly be in store for that? And the answer is, in order to evolve, it kills its second head. So that
second kill. Like,
yeah,
like
yeah, it's heavily implied, Megan. It that thing's dead. So
well,
that,
I know,
that
but
head,
when we say kill, like, did the head eat the other head?
So what happens is that second head, the sleeping head, exists to store its nutrients. And when it, you know, it stores up this nutrients to evolve. And when it's time to evolve, it draws out all the nutrients from that second head to evolve. And you'll note that when it evolves, what it doesn't have.
Wow.
Look, it makes a very specific point of saying the small ball on Cherubi is tasty. So there's no way you convince me that it's not eaten. Cherubi participates in auto cannibalism. I said it. Yeah. That's what it is.
For all our comic geeks out there, it's basically the Cassandra Nova and Charles Xavier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very topical. Very topical.
With Deadpool. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Great pick.
Yeah, that's for sure what this
wasn't
is.
Even a planned segue.
Look, this show's nothing but segues, honestly.
Yeah.
We've had a good segue episode this week.
We have.
That's all the time that we've got today. It's about 1 p.m., so time to wrap it up. If you want to support our show, we'll read the 5-star reviews next week. So we'll kick things off with doing that next week. But
give us some more of them. Don't be shy.
Make us dedicate a whole segment to it.
Look, my ego constantly needs to be fed, and I freely admit this. And you know, you might not see it constantly on this podcast, but you know what? I need it. I need that love and support. So leave us a five-star podcast. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. Tell us your questions, or rather ask us your questions, you know?
Yeah. We'll answer anything.
Let us know.
Next week is Pokemon Trivia. So get ready for that. I hope everyone is preparing and everyone is excited for it. I am very nervous about how Thursday will go.
Are we allowed to make an index card with facts on it?
No.
Like a cheat. Oh, come on.
You have access to the internet, Megan.
Well, I figured that was good. I figured that wasn't allowed.
If you're going to cheat, just use the internet. That's why there's going to be a 10-second timer.
Well, but the point of having an index card is that it's allowed, so it's not considered cheating. Look, when I made index cards in high school, I would make the full index card front and back in invisible ink. Then I would go over it in regular ink, and the pen I would take to the test had a light on it. So I had double the amount of information on my card.
That is intense.
It honestly, I didn't play around. So I'm asking, can I have an index card?
Probably not, but we'll see. We'll see how hard these questions are. If I feel that these questions are a step above you, I might allow it. But I'll get in touch with you.
Thank you.
Well, I always get worried about these theme trivias. I always get worried about how I'm going to do them. During the D&D trivia, my friends were talking so much trash talk to other teams in the build to it, mm-hmm. and I was just
sweating.
I better deliver. I ended up winning by 30 points or something like that, so it was fine. But yeah, I was still hopefully there's not freaking savant, because I'm just a generalist. Anyway,
there's a real threat. You don't got to worry about other adult fans there. You have to worry about the kids.
It's 21 and up after 8 p.m., so we're fine.
Oh, okay, then you might be fine.
Anyways, if you want to support our podcast, continue to leave 5-star reviews. If you want to follow us on social media, I am at C Hoff or C Bus. Megan is at Megan Peters CB, and Mark is at Mark the Champ. Be sure to read our articles on comicbook.com. Be sure to follow the anime and gaming sections, where you can find all your Pokemon news. Be sure to join our Discord. Link is in our Twitter profile, which is at PokemonPodCB. And that is pinned to the top of our profile. I think that is everything. So until next time, thank you for listening.
Catch you later.
Take care, guys.